Hello everyone, this is Myra with your Sacred Word podcast audio boo for today, Monday, January 24, 2011. Today we will be reading from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 3, verses 22 through 30. It is a little long reading for today, so please find a comfortable place for you to sit and rest a while. And listen to this word that has some meaning for you today. Some word or a phrase God is trying to speak to you today. We begin by again asking the Holy Spirit to come. Come, Divine Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, with your fire. Come to purify us and to fill us with your love and your wisdom. Come, Holy Spirit, be with us. Illuminate us. Help us to open our hearts and minds to you today. Amen. Mark Chapter 3, verses 23 through 30. The scribes who had come from Jerusalem said of Jesus, "He is possessed by Beelzebul, and by the prince of demons he drives out demons." Summoning them, he began to speak to them in parables. "How can Satan drive out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand. And if Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand. That is the end of him. But no one can enter a strong man's house to plunder his property unless he first ties up the strong man. Then he can plunder his house. Amen, I say to you, all sins and all blasphemies that people utter will be forgiven them, but whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will never have forgiveness, but is guilty of an everlasting sin. For they had said, 'He has an unclean spirit.'" We will read this one more time. I have limited time, so I'm going to just try to read it as slowly as possible in the time I have left. The scribes who had come from Jerusalem said of Jesus, "He is possessed by Beelzebul, and by the prince of demons he drives out demons." Summoning them, he began to speak to them in parables. "How can Satan drive out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand. And if Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand. That is the end of him. But no one can enter a strong man's house to plunder his property unless he first ties up the strong man. Then he can plunder his house. Amen, I say to you, all sins and all blasphemies that people utter will be forgiven them. But whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will never have forgiveness, but is guilty of an everlasting sin. For they had said, 'He has an unclean spirit.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Please do take some time to reflect, to meditate, to respond, and to sit a while and contemplate God's presence. Amen. Blessings to you.